precise instructions, written by Wandering Jedi historian, read by K-Burb, fandom, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. After some inventive reorganization of space and a few modifications, the main Coruscant barracks had a small kitchen. Most of the clones stuck to the mess hall and the meals provided, but sometimes someone got adventurous. Between Senator Amidala, Senator Organa, and General Kenobi's friend Dex, the kitchen also had a basket with a few data pads that housed hundreds of thousands of recipes. A small holocom also sat in the basket. The only number programmed into it was Dex's. If a clone got in over their head or needed a suggestion, the Besalisk or his staff were just a comm away. Domino Squad was incredibly grateful for that. They wanted to do something nice for Captain Rex, but this was all significantly more intimidating than they had expected. A quick comm call to Dex gave them an idea and a direction. Now, they just had to follow the recipe. Unfortunately, even that wasn't going smoothly. "There are very precise instructions right here," Echo cried, waving the data pad with the recipe around. Five snatched it from his hand. "Everything I've read on the Holonet says cooking is like art," he countered. Jeering from his perch off to the side of the small kitchen, Cut Up asked, "What do you know about art?" Droidbait laughed from his position by the conservator, and Echo snickered at Fives' wounded expression. "We follow the recipe," Heavy declared from his place by the stove. Fives sighed dramatically while Echo took the data pad back, brandishing it triumphantly. "We've never done it before," Heavy pointed out as Fives sulked. "Next time, we can try modifying it." That appeased Fives a little. "Do you really want to risk offering Captain Rex something inedible?" Echo asked. Grimacing, Fives shook his head. "No," he allowed. "Fine, the recipe it is." Cut Up nodded. "Dex said Arbish soup is easy," he reminded the others. Droidbait rolled his eyes. "Dex has been cooking a long time," he countered. Echo studied the recipe in front of him for a long moment. "It shouldn't be too hard," he agreed. Heavy nodded. "We asked him to give us something simple. I don't think that Commander Cody would tell us we could trust someone who would look to embarrass us," he said. "If Dex says this is something we could manage, I'll trust his judgment." The rest of the Domino Squad quietly agreed. "Okay, so what's first?" Droidbait asked. Echo squared his shoulders. "We have to prepare the tapatos," he stated. Heavy nodded. "All right, we got this," he insisted. "Let's get to work." Smirking, Cut Up added, "And remember, just because we're mostly fireproof dragons doesn't mean this kitchen is." Heavy rolled his eyes. "Thanks for the reminder," he groused. Five snickered. "Would it qualify as performance art then?" he asked. Echo threw a towel at him.
"Yeah," Heavy thought. "This was going really well. Totally wasn't going to end up a disaster."
Rex smiled even through the swell of concern in his chest. Domino Squad were good troopers, but he was not sure he trusted their cooking skills.
"We made you Arbish soup, sir," Heavy said.
He was tense and the words were quiet, but there was no denying the hopefulness under the words. Rex was not about to hurt him unnecessarily.
"I appreciate that," he replied.
Echo hovered anxiously at Heavy's side.
We made enough to share, too, he added.
Grinning, Rex formed a plan.
"The 212th got in earlier today," he said. "What do you say we invite Commander Cody to join us?"
Heavy perked up at that. If splitting Domino up wouldn't have felt so horribly wrong, Rex likely would have sent Heavy with Cody. Heavy did just fine in Torrent, but part of Rex would always wonder if Ghost wouldn't have suited him better. And he was fairly sure the younger trooper did, too.
but that was all right. Torrent took care of their own.
Yes, sir, Heavy replied.
Rex grabbed his comm and sent a quick message.
Domino Squad made soup. You're joining us.
Cody had a soft spot for Domino Squad, so there was no chance he'd refuse, even if he harbored Rex's doubts about the quality of said soup.
I'll be there in 15.
Looking back up at Heavy and Echo, Rex smiled.
Commander Cody is on his way.
The happy smiles were worth the likely dubious nature of the soup. To everyone's great surprise, the soup turned out to be very tasty. Cody and Rex both made a mental note to send Dex a thank you comm. The end.